Curtis Harding mit On and On auf Flux FM. Am 20.11. spielt der Künstler im Columbia Theater. Der Künstler, der jetzt bei mir im Studio steht, er spielt heute Abend bereits im Bergfest für uns im Fluxbau. Kyan ist sein Name, er kommt aus Cambridge und ist jetzt hier schon zu hören am Mikrofon Nummer 2 mit ein bisschen Hall drauf. Hello.
Hello.
Talking to the man in the cathedral.
Hello.
Hello, God. I was praying for hours and hours, and now you finally answer.
Yeah.
Let's listen to one of your songs before we talk a bit more.
Let's do it.
This is Wire on the Fences, Kyan of Flux FM. Kyan mit Wire on the Fences, ein Stück Musik aus der Remote View EP, die vor 2 Jahren schon erschienen ist. Im Moment arbeitet Kyan an den letzten Zügen seines kommenden Albums. Das hat ihn sogar ins sagenumwobene Abbey Road Studio geführt. Wir sprechen jetzt gleich ein bisschen eben über diese Session, über seinen Auftritt heute Abend im Fluxbau, aber auch über das Schreiben von Songs für andere Künstler. Er ist, wie gesagt, bei mir im Studio. Kyan, hello once again.
Hello.
Ah, I got rid of the reverb. It's better now.
Yeah, it's better now.
So how are you doing today?
Tired.
A little tired?
I'm really tired. I got back to England from Canada.
Yeah.
Like the day before yesterday. Didn't sleep on the flight. Now I'm here. Really tired, but looking forward to it.
There's a certain special energy happening when one's a bit hungover,
maybe.
Tired, or jet-lagged, I guess.
Yeah, and you're helping as well, because you've got a lot
of
energy.
I'm trying to share it with you. So you just mentioned your trip to Canada, and I think that's really interesting, because right after finishing working on your LP, you flew to Canada and wrote songs for other artists.
Yeah, I wrote 7 songs in 10 days. It was intense, but a lot of fun, yeah. It's nice, because I thought, you know, now I finished my project, now I have time to kind of experiment and do stuff with other people, so it was a lot of fun.
Cool. And was it like diving into a whole different world, because it's different genres that those people were into, or...?
It's always kind of been something that comes naturally to me. It's like, you know, I kind of see myself as a writer first and foremost, and I like writing in lots of different genres, and it's kind of like freeing, because being an artist, you know, you have your thing that you do for one project. So yeah, it's quite liberating, actually. Cool.
Yeah, it must be nice if you have a certain sensitivity towards the other artist, and you can, because I think for an artist it's hard to co-write with somebody else. It might be harder than for the co-writer who's coming in and it's just like, I can help you with your songs.
Definitely.
But if you're at that point where you go, please help me with my songs, it's a different animal,
I think, especially, you know, if someone's co-writing with another artist, it's kind of a better relationship, because they know I'm coming from the same place as them as well.
But I mean, that must have been part of the job, to kind of like get the right vibe between you and
100%. I usually talk to people a lot about, you know, what they're going through in their lives, and it's quite like an intense conversation. You have to get to know someone on a kind of like a deep personal level. That's kind of how I like to write songs, at least.
And you have to get those people to trust you, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Cool.
Yeah, there are a few tears in one of the sessions, so yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Intense.
Oh, sweet, though. Congratulations on finishing your record. It's been mastered at Abbey Road Studios.
It has been,
I've read about that. There's a picture of you standing in front of there.
Yeah.
Proud, like a man can be. And I can feel that. I mean, there's reasons for being proud when you've mastered your record in Abbey Road Studios. How was that experience for you? Was it worth the trip, worth the money?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, for me, this record's been 2 years in the making, so you know, I really wanted to kind of give it everything it kind of deserved. And I've worked with Jeff Pesch before, the guy who mastered the record, and you know, Abbey Road comes with so much history and just, you know, great equipment, and it really just kind of added the last sparkle to the record.
Yeah,
and I think it sounds better than ever, so I'm happy.
I think you really can be happy, because this is a great studio.
Yeah.
And one does always say, oh, I've worked with this on the same console, that this and that guy, you know, Marvin Gaye recorded 2 songs on that console.
Yeah.
And it's always a bit like a fairy tale thingy when people start talking like that. But at the same time, I think there's a little bit of truth in there, you know?
100%.
Some of those equipment parts that had been used by famous musicians or, yeah. or artists. I think there's a little sparkle of their soul yeah. in there. I really think so.
I like to think so.
Yeah. And Abbey Road Studio, I think the guys there, they think so too.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'd be like, yeah, that's why it's a bit more expensive.
Exactly.
Because there's some magic involved.
Exactly.
So, what's up with the record? Do you know when it's going to come out in Germany maybe as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be, we're looking at like a worldwide release, but it's a visual album, so each song has a video and they all link together in a narrative. So we've still got a couple of the videos to shoot yet, so we're a little way off yet, but hopefully by the end of this year I'll start to release the videos.
Okay. So when you wrote under the picture Next Step World Domination, that was serious,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm 100% serious. I don't mess around.
Oh no, we have to shoot 12 more videos before the record comes out.
Yeah. We've shot six cool. of the 10.
Uh-huh.
So we're a good way there.
And you seem to be a guy, and that's what I love about musicians nowadays, is the fact that they can control more about their art, I think, because everybody knows how to, or at least kind of knows how to record something or how to get to a certain sound.
Yeah.
And are you a control freak when it comes to the videos as well?
100%. Like, I've edited a lot of the videos and directed some of them, and yeah, I'm a massive control freak, but for the right reasons, you know. It's something, it's
that's
a project.
That's what they
all
say, though.
It's a project, but it's all true. You know, when it's something you really care about, you know, you're really close to it, and only you kind of have the overall vision, so, you know.
And that's the reason why you crowdfunded the whole project as
exactly,
well.
Exactly.
So you can control everything. Even control the money.
That's one way to put it, yeah.
No, but what did... because there's something... There's one disadvantage about crowdfunding, I guess, and that's that the artist is kind of like giving away things to like say thank you to the people who helped him financially.
That's not a disadvantage.
Sometimes it is, because I spoke to bands where the guitarist wasn't able to play guitar for half a year because he has drawn so many pictures, you know, because as a thank you. And he's like, oh fuck, I shouldn't have done that.
Saying that, I still have quite a few things to get through, so you're right, but we'll get there. It was worth it, you know. I couldn't have done this project without these people, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I really think, I mean, as I said, the combination of the production tools that you have at hand nowadays and the possibility of asking your fans to help you out with a little money, that kind of independence has never been there,
exactly.
And it really leads to beautiful results.
Yeah.
In your case.
We hope so.
Now you've brought a beautiful little piano with you.
I have.
And I want you to play a song. Oh, there it is.
There it is. Now, do I get an introduction?
Yeah, you can introduce...
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. This song doesn't actually have a title, so there's no introduction. Here we go.
Know this cell ain't home.
you go.
It's my impression of stadium applause. Kyan, that was beautiful, man. I had goosebumps all over my body. And I was right. I was at the console in the mix. Felt like Rick Rubin for a second there. It was great, really, man. Thank you for that live performance.
Oh, so my pleasure.
So what are the next steps? You're gonna think about a release date. You're going to work on the videos. And then do you have plans to come back to Germany and do a proper gig?
Of course.
You don't know when yet, though?
No.
Okay, cool. But you let us know?
Of course. Oh, you'll be the first to know.
Thank you. Or you just visit us, because you already know where we live now.
Yeah,
you just come in here and be like, hey, here I am. You told me just to come. That would be cool. Okay, Kyan, thanks for visiting. I'll play Sometimes as well, if you want to. That's cool. I'll play Sometimes von Kyan nochmal von der 2015 erschienenen Remote View EP. Die kann man jetzt schon kaufen. Und für die neue Platte muss man noch ein ganz bisschen warten. Die ist aber dann auch schon so gut wie in den Läden, denn sie ist fertig aufgenommen, fertig gemastert in Abbey Road Studios. Und es werden jetzt noch ein paar Videos gedreht und dann geht's ab. Thank you, Kyan.
Thank you very
See you soon.
Take care.